I would just start out today by acknowledging the fact that yesterday was a very sad day for all of us in the NFL family. And our condolences, our deepest sympathy goes out to Andy and Tammy Reed and their families at the terrible loss of their son. We also have assistant coach Al Holcomb, who lost his mother yesterday. So it's kind of a sad day for us yesterday throughout the league. But we also have some news in terms of, I'm not going to try to define for you all the medical terms that are being used, but the suggestion on the part of the group of doctors that have looked at Terrell Thomas is that we try to rehab him and see how he does and if he can get back on the field to do so. So he's coming back to camp. He'll jump into a rehab program. We'll watch him very, very closely. We'll hopefully accelerate the strengthening of the knee and see how soon he can join us. And we'll hope for the very best.
That sounds like a best case scenario at this point, considering.
I think it is. Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it.
So they feel, you guys, your medical people said that it was an injury to the ACL.
Well, again, I can't go. You have to take what the medical people have said and utilize that. I indicated that what I would tell you would be, from what I gather, the consensus, okay? Whether you go, the three doctors that are involved, and you know all three of them, Dr. Andrews being the most recent. The idea is that they would rehab Terrell and see if we can't get him to a position where he can come back on the field. So that's what we're going to do.
Tom, did he have the scope? Did he have
no, did not. Did not have a scope.
You say he's coming back?
He'll be up here. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
As soon as he can get here.
Do you have any idea of what a timetable?
No, I wouldn't even guess. I wouldn't even try to guess that one.
Is it one of these, he's going to do some stuff, see if it swells or anything like that, or is it, hey, he can really do that?
Well, that's the whole idea, is to find out. So here we go. He'll jump in there. I'm sure he'll go hard. He came to see me before he left for Birmingham, and he told me he would call me. As it works out or plays out, I'm out here, and he's trying to call me. But he feels very positive about it. He told me before he left he really doesn't have any pain, does not feel instability. The knee was not swollen. So he went down, and Dr. Andrews pretty much agreed with what the other doctors had said, and what they felt was, let's try to rehab him and see how far we can, see if we can get him right back on the field.
And this is an ACL for a quarterback, like the cut a lot, and they still think you can do this, obviously. The cutting won't be an issue, so it won't make it worse.
I like your questions. I think they're great. I'm trying to tell you that would be wonderful if he went out there and did all these zigzags and came back off and had no swelling, felt great, and said, okay, what's next? But I can't tell you what the answer is going to be when he tries to do all that, hopefully.
This is clearly encouraging.
Yes, it is. Sure. You got to look at it that way.
Speaking of your corners, was Prince out today?
Prince was. He's got a little bit of a hamstring.
Is he bowling back?
Yeah.
Is he still experiencing anything with the hamstring, or is it all clear?
I'm not asking him. He's back out there.
Beatty missed a third straight day.
Beatty is here. And to be honest with you, the news that I got from down below is good. Okay, but he does have some sciatic nerve issues, and they're trying to eliminate that. When they do eliminate that, they think the guy can go, and when he goes, they don't think he'll have any repercussions. So that's why right at this point in time they're being very, very cautious because of the sciatica. They're trying to get that out of this completely, out of the equation. And anybody who's ever had a back, you know how that goes. I mean, it's tough right at the For my experience was forever getting rid of that part of it, so I'm hoping that they can control it. He is on some type of medication.
You've had Locklear out there at left tackle for the past couple of days. How has he looked to you?
Off and on. He's a guy that's been in the league for a while, so I'm hoping that he can, pick it up and just go from there. I think some good and some bad, to be honest with you. Hopefully, as we go forward, it'll be more good than bad.
And with each day that you see David Douglas, you become a little bit more impressed with the catches he makes and the way
he's practicing. You know, he's done well. There's a lot of roles. I'd like to see him as a kick returner, as a gunner, and all that kind of stuff. But he's made some plays, yeah, for sure.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Henry Hainoski and his progress?
You from his hometown? Henry's a tough guy now, and he's got a role to play. He loves the role. He does it very well. The really good thing about Henry is he also catches the ball.
Tom, we had a chance to talk to Sean Ryan today. Just what are your thoughts since you elevated him to the quarterback's coach?
Well, he's earned it. You know, Sean earned the right to move up a notch, and he's a bright young man that did a very good job with the challenge we gave him with the receivers. Now we give him the challenge of coaching, the quarterback. So I think he really was excited about the opportunity. I think he'll do very well with it.
Coach Herman's really excited about your linebackers, Haysinger and Hershley, both undrafted guys. How do you feel about them? You say they bulked up and have been impressive
in the league. Well, they have. I don't think Mark as much Spencer has, for sure. He's much bigger than he was a year ago. I've said it. I think we're better at that position, and I certainly would like to see how this whole group works out as we go through the preseason. We've had a lot of those two, thank God, have not been, but our numbers have been down there, which has kind of created another issue for me other than just performance. So I'm hoping that they go through the preseason, play as well as I think they can play, and give us more firepower.
In regards to them both making,
what's that?
You see them both making first team at this rate?
I don't have any thought about that. They're going to play a lot, just like everybody else is.
In regards to Thomas, is it fair to say you're not really expecting, you don't know what to expect?
Don't put any more words in my mouth than I just said. I said exactly what I felt. I don't have any more. I don't have any left. So let's leave it at that. I'm encouraged by what the doctors are saying, and let's try to get him back on the field.
Tom, with a guy like Ramsey, is it 4 years? Is it time for him to start producing, or is it just stay healthy or
what? Absolutely. No, it's time. It's time. It was time last year. It's time. The guy's going to make a mark in the league. He's smart. He's been around long enough. He's been in the heat of it. He's made plays. He just needs to make them more consistently. That's all. I hope this is his time.
D.J. Ware's been getting a lot of looks on the first team since camp started, and 6 years in the league, he's kind of a vet on the field. Do you feel like now that there's some openings in the running game, he's got kind of the chance to shine really here?
Well, you never have enough quality running backs, and he's earned the right to be in that position that he's in, and whenever he's had the opportunity this fall, he's done well with it. So let's just hope that as the opportunities come, he continues to take full advantage of it. I don't know for sure. I think it was MCL they were worried about, but he did some exercises on the side, including some zigzag stuff. So I don't know. I'm hoping that maybe they put a brace on him, and a couple of days maybe he can go.
Tom,